Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jackie Wickie, and of course there's a BPW event coming up that we want to talk about. Good morning to you, Jackie.
Good morning.
I can't believe we're just talking about how fast time goes by, and it seems like it was just a couple weeks ago we talked about a fall BPW craft show.
It sure does seem like it was just the other day.
And here it is.
It's spring.
It's spring. You're the spring craft show's coming right up, so tell us real soon it's coming up. Date, time, place?
It is coming up real fast. It's a Saturday coming up on Saturday, March 28th, and it's going to be out at our beautiful Cass County Community Center out on the fairgrounds from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. There's a 50-cent admission, which will, that little ticket will give you eligibility to win a door prize during the time that you're there visiting.
Those 50 cents count up?
Yes, they do. But what's really important is a lot of our vendors, we started doing that because they wanted to know how many people came through. So that was our way of just finding out. That's why we just keep it at the 50 cents. So, you know, we have sometimes 400 to 500 people come through. So that is a big part of it anymore.
It is.
And all of our vendors donate a little piece of their items that they're selling that day. So the gifts that you'll be getting from the drawing
and
will be from
those
crafters.
So it's while you're there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you and I know you draw fairly often.
Yes,
so,
usually about every 20 minutes or so, or just kind of how it goes.
Unless you're just in and out for a piece of pie or something, you're probably going to be there when there's a drawing for a door prize.
Very true.
And since I mentioned pie.
You bet. We'll have all of our homemade pie again. And the whole menu, we're going to have our Sloppy Joes, which we always have. You can have it on top of a hot dog or a hot dog plain if you want to. Ham salad sandwiches and potato salad. Chips and, of course, the pie and drinks to go along with it.
I bet. So go out and get your lunch, you know, even if you say, oh, I don't need to shop for anything. Well, walk through. You'll probably find something you really, really like, but also have lunch. And I know you have to-go boxes.
Yes, we do. And there's a lot that people do that, too. They just come out just for that. So they usually find a friend to visit with.
And sure. And we're going to talk about why that's important here in a little bit. But let's get back to the craft show itself. Kind of what are some of the things you're going to have or, you know, why, what should we know about this?
Well, there's quite an assortment, again, that we've been very successful with our craft shows. We've got jewelry, candles, some of our home-based businesses, a Pampered Chef. We'll have baked goods, embroidery, towels, jams and jellies, floral, blankets, barn board decor, another home-based business of Tupperware. We're going to have sweatshirts and t-shirts there, glass garden art, 31 gifts, tastefully simple. The popcorn shirt ladies coming back again. Afghans, let's see. The hypnosis guy will be there
isn't
again.
Isn't that interesting?
And so just a little bit of everything.
I was going to ask if there are going to be sweatshirts because it seemed like to me that they were missing once. And people were walking around going, where's that sweatshirt person?
They had a conflict with another date, so that they are going to be here this
year.
All
right. And even though it's really close to Easter, I'll bet there's going to be some people there with some Easter,
with all these different items. I'll bet there'll be lots of Easter things since we'll be the week before.
Week before. So just, you know, sometimes, Jackie, I go and I think, oh, I don't need anything, and that, which is really true. But there's always something that catches my attention, mm-hmm. and just maybe it's a small thing, or maybe it's a gift for somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
So
good way to buy those.
You bet. And they're always really very special. So the craft show, though, is just one of many fundraisers that you do for good purposes. Let's talk about a couple of the other fundraisers that you do.
Well, of course, we always have our fall one, and we've learned how to do the craft shows, so we do both spring and the fall. I looked into my notes, and we are confirmed with dates at the community center until 2020.
Wow.
So we will be planning those spring and fall shows.
Just count on them, right? And are they pretty much like this is the fourth Saturday in March? Are they
adjusted according to when Easter is, you know, in the spring. The fall one is always the fourth Saturday of October.
Okay.
But with
so
the spring
put those
schedule,
on your calendars
you
and you won't miss them.
The spring one does you know, fluctuate a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. So those are biggies. Anything else?
We did sponsored the Exit 113 band again this year on Valentine's Day. It's a very fun, energetic band that comes from over towards Des Moines on Exit 113. That's their name. And we had a lot of great sponsors that helped us out. And with that success and with craft shows, we've been able to give a lot more money back to the community and our community service money, and also to give some extra scholarships to some deserving non-traditional students that really deserve it.
I think, Jackie, it's many times, and I know I've said this before, but we go to something because we want to go to it, but it's just a way for us to also share with the community when we know that you're going to be doing all these good things with the money, that it just comes right back to the community.
It sure does. That's your way of helping out a little bit, too.
Yes, so. Absolutely. And the other thing that I always think is positive is you said you might get to visit with somebody at lunch, but, you know, there are a lot of times you see people that you don't see other places. So it's great. It's a great social event as well. Now, you've mentioned two things. The scholarships is a big way that you use your money. And as you said, you've increased the amount for those.
We have. Last year, we were able to give an extra $1,000 scholarship to a non-traditional student that is being someone out of high school for 5 years, trying to get into the workforce, going back to up their degree, something like that. But we give that from our organization.
And as I recall, some of those are due like April 1. I think some
March
of them were
31st.
March 31st.
Yes, coming up quickly. So if anyone hears this and would like to try to get it in, Jolene Rocker is our scholarship chair, and you could get a hold of her at 243-3043. You're going to have to hurry to get your forms filled out, but we'd love to have you. You
can do that, yes. And I think there's not just a lot of scholarships in the area that are for non-traditional students.
Very true.
It's really nice that you're able to do that and help folks out, because whenever you go to school, it's expensive, and every $1,000 is a nice amount.
Yes, yeah, it is.
Yes. So then, in addition, you give... In addition to money, you give a lot of labor for various events around the community.
Oh, we sure do. You can see us out and around a lot. We always help out at the Cass County Fair and the food stand. At Halloween, we're down. You might not have recognized us there, but we help out with the Halloween trick-or-treaters that go down Main Street. During Christmas, you can see us ringing the bells for the kettle donations for the Salvation Army. We usually... serve hot dogs and hot chocolate down for the lighted Christmas parade. And we usually are helping serve the hot chocolate at Santa's Cabin. You can see us a lot of times at some of the athletic events, a lot of chamber events. This year we were very pleased to be named the Atlantic Chamber of Commerce, the Volunteer of the Year award was given to the organization.
Probably, you know, that's usually an individual. Mm-hmm. So this is really fun that you got to share that with a lot of your members.
It was. It was a great honor.
Yes. Well, you deserve it because you are really, really busy out there in the community. And just to remind folks, when is your meeting?
Our meetings are the third Wednesday night of every month. So you could always just put that on your calendar for the third Wednesday night. We usually have a dinner meeting at one of the restaurants here in Atlantic or in the area, or sometimes we'll meet and have it catered in. Just kind of depends on our educational presentation that night, which then goes to the presentation, and then we have our business meeting.
So if you're new to the community, this is a great way to meet people, or maybe you've been around for a while and think, well, now it's time for me to do something, and BPW is a great thing to check out, I think. Lots of people. Because you have about how many members?
40-plus members.
Mm-hmm. And you're the largest one in the state.
Yes, we
are. Throw that in.
Yes, we are.
That says that you guys do a lot of work, or you wouldn't be that way.
They look to us for a lot of the leadership, and they say you guys have more energy than anybody else does. So,
and that's obvious for all the things you do. Okay, so to help out BPW, to help out the community, you need to show up at this craft show, which is?
This Saturday, coming up, March 28th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., at the Cass County Community Center.
Okay, thank you very much, Jackie Wickie, for bringing us up to date on the craft show and BPW. Until next time, here's a thought. Things may come to those who wait, but only the things that are left over by those who hustle.